Lesson 3, Segment 5. We all know the sense of being back there, feeling the same feelings as an initial event, even if there's no logical reason for these feelings and these reactions as applied to a current situation. The example I gave regarding the stress response from prolonged empathy overload in the last lesson showed us that we could be sent over the edge by a comment by a critical husband, that our bodies could react to stress as if we're being chased by a T-Rex. This can happen when you're exposed to a continuous stressful situation, and this will induce a prolonged state of fight-flight that then causes all the problems. It's in our design to automatically react to events that seem to conflict with our sense of emotional safety, our boundaries, and our sense of security. Programmed automatic reactions are set in motion to protect ourselves from harm, even if it works against us in certain situations like constant prolonged stress. Our bodies seem to remember a prehistoric moment and can react to the echo rather than the truth of what's really in front of us. So too do we sort our experiences subconsciously and choose them for the sense they're familiar, being compelled by the seeming fate of oddly similar circumstances to relive them time and time again, even if they are the exact thing we're choosing to avoid. There is a kind of determinism when someone is unaware of their patterns, consequently seeing themselves as being a constant victim. But what works in our favor is that we always have an opportunity to change since we're also built to evolve. If we're willing to transform, becoming conscious and aware of our patterns, we can. Everything we know is constantly changing, in flux. Even our genetics are not fixed. They are changing pockets of information. It's important to note that within all of life, there is a kind of tension between freedom and control, creativity and determinism. Envision's purpose is to focus on freedom and creativity while respecting that control and determinism is part of the dance. We can't deny their value once we choose a new path. We want a new control and determinism, shaping it, moving our lives into a new empowered direction. Yet all these things are but moving parts in our whole development. Memory is incredibly powerful. It's how we know who we are, how we're ourselves, what we believe, what to expect. Our entire being is defined and informed today by who we were yesterday. Now, that's not to say new experiences are any less important, but the pull to do and experience what we know and recognize is the challenge we all have for forward movement. We talked about that in one of the earlier lessons when I went over the relationship between coherence and the subconscious. The client will feel that they are stuck now, but this may be a place they've been before and likely will visit again, especially if this trait or expectation relates to the family or cultural story or a catastrophic event, for example. It takes effort, will, and awareness, as well as surrender to create sustained and powerful change for some clients and ourselves. You'll find that in conversation with your client, when discussing their challenges with reaching an outcome, they may say things like, "I always X when Z happens," or, "When I step here, this always happens." If you're coaching them about finding a relationship, for example, and you hear them say, "This is how it always ends up, disappointed, doing all the emotional work, etc." Whatever is hidden in the subconscious and continues to repeat symptomatically, like these repetitive disappointments, chances are you're witnessing the results of a program behaving exactly as it was first initiated. You're actually seeing perfection in the relationship between what they expect and look for at the subconscious level, what they believe at their core, even if they deny it wholeheartedly in their present list of desires. Of course, no one logically would choose a repeat of the past, especially if they wanted to get away from it. But without a shift at the deeper layers, bringing patterns into awareness, it's likely your client will experience versions of the same theme reinforcing an expected part of their worldview. The subconscious pays attention to what it knows as familiar, Familiarity is based on habituation and reinforcement, as well as situational experience that's solidified by a strong emotional context. So we could be experiencing something that reminds us strongly of the past, and so we're reacting as if the past was now, or we could be here now, or we could be lost in the potentials of the future. Our sensation of the physical world, for example, is in present time, five sensory awareness. We feel a breeze on our skin now if the wind blows now. As we sense the distance between our chair and the wall we face when sitting in a room when we're there. If we touch our child's hand now, we experience the sensations now. But when we leave the breeze and leave the room and leave the child, these become memories and our attention is on our next physical environment and our awareness of it. Yet, we've stored the data and the subconscious filed it. We're not cognitively capable of experiencing, understanding, knowing, measuring, sensing, and remembering all at once. We need the subconscious to sort and tell us what to pay attention to. The way we're taught about time, most of us see the past as behind us and the now as directly in front of us and the future out there down the road. Time is taught as a linear experience. We're told that once the past has happened, it's no longer redeemable. How often do we hear we can't change the past, it's gone? Yet, we have the lessons learned or not learned, the memories and all the experiences that shape us as human beings. We take on certain truths due to what we've learned from our families in our formative years and our strong personal experiences as we mature. And we also model others we come into contact with even if we don't realize it. So the question is, how do we change? How do we reach the outcome of happiness, for example, if we've been taught to be happy has to look a certain way and any other way is to defy the family? Or to be an empowered woman is to defy a culture? Or to be a creative, unique being is to remain out on the fringe of society? There are so many variables when coaching a client with a rich history that can provide tons of information so you can help them. Since coaching isn't therapy, the goal remains to be mindful of this while continuing to keep them out of the exact narrative to avoid re-anchoring the very thing you're trying to avoid. And remember, if you're not now, you're someone else. History is a story of chronology, events that lead to other events, sequentially but based solely on the perception of the experience at that time. One might consider the cause and effect would be centered only on the event, but unless the experience is fully integrated, its residual effects show up at the most inopportune times. Many of you know my story as I've written about this in my books. After I was raped when I was 19, I was unable to connect in a healthy way at all in romantic relationships. The event taught me I was not safe, that sex accompanied violence, that if there was violence or the potential of it, I would be expected to lose a piece of myself, as well as protect myself by playing possum, which I had done. Something I see today as a good thing, but something I had deep shame about for so many years, as it appeared I went along with it when I was just trying to survive. The deep shame was a driving factor on my choices for years. Not just in romantic partnerships either, it spilled into my business, friendships, and choice of mentors. Where I find it fascinating now was the terrible anxiety I would have around anyone who had a temper, and always had one female friend whose personality was dangerous for me. I still have a trigger, but today I have healed and accepted all the parts of the experience, so I no longer see myself as a victim at all. I have no shame, and I have a great, healthy marriage with a man so far removed from the origin story, it's amazing. I've learned to set healthy boundaries, etc. Now, I may still hear the echo around people who have the same resonance, but today I don't react the same way. So we can change if we're willing to integrate our experience and look at the shadows cast by our wounds. When we're stuck in repetitive patterns, they typically show up in our lives in similar ways rather than exact ways. If they were exact, you could imagine we would all be going around in circles. But if you could imagine a pattern more in a cycle, each time a bit different, not exact, you'd see the progression of the pattern more like a spiral. Each time you hit the point in the spiral that is brought about by conditions that trigger a learned response, you also have a moment of recognition. That's crucially important, as it's an invitation to evolve and to be able to move out of the pattern. These could be seen as doorways back to the point of origin or genesis of the issue, which would either begin in your early childhood or other events later on which made a huge impact on your belief systems. Only awareness and the willingness to become the person who achieves the desired outcome, rather than constantly seeing the outcome as out of reach, will create sustainable change. And to do that, the client needs to be fully engaged in the now, disabling the program, engaging the freedom to make creative choices that would create a new, evolved, and improved future. The more you bring your client back into the present moment, the more power you both have to set up new path for a fulfilled future. Remember, today is yesterday's tomorrow. If we're mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and our reactions today, we become more and more effective as we travel through life.